Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 29th, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planetary energy pattern matched up with the past week's events. On March 20th, there was a total eclipse of the sun, which coincided with the Lunar New Year, which also coincided with the spring equinox. Eclipses are considered portentous, signs of forthcoming changes and events usually of the unpleasant variety. When a total eclipse teams up with other simultaneous factors, its effects will be more pronounced. This last eclipse was accompanied by the planet of sudden unusual events, Uranus, and the planet of violence, Mars. Such planetary patterns occurring on an important birth date, in this case the Lunar New Year, will have lasting effects. And therefore, I'm predicting a rough ride for the next 12 months. Well, the events of last week have already proved to be unusual, unexpected, and violent. Certainly the crash of the German Wings airliner and the motivations of the pilot who caused it falls in that category. Then there was the obliteration of four buildings in New York City by a gas explosion. Meanwhile, in Chile, in an area that is normally extremely dry, there was an unusually severe rainstorm, which was followed by devastating flooding. And in the Midwest of the USA, the 2015 tornado season began with an impressive pod of twisters leaving a trail of destruction in Oklahoma and Arkansas. One person killed, tens of thousands were without power. And then there was the unexpected, sudden, and violent action of Saudi Arabia in response to events transpiring in Yemen, marking the start of yet another Mideast war. The rapidly escalating crisis in Yemen got worse when the Iran-backed Houthi rebels took over more cities and forced Western-backed President Abdel Hadi to flee the country. The chances that countries like Iran and Saudi Arabia would double down on support for their proxies, the Houthis and the Sunni tribes, respectively, was soon borne out in reality. On Wednesday, Saudi Arabia Air Force jets attacked Houthi positions outside of Aden. Saudi Arabia, backed by its regional allies, then set up a naval blockade of Yemen's port cities to ensure that the Straits of Bab al-Mandeb remain open and safe for Saudi oil tankers. At this point, all we know is that the Saudis and their allies intend to keep up the military pressure until the Houthis are no longer a threat, however long that may take. Jupiter, the planet of increase, opportunity, and optimism, has been retrograde in the zodiac since early December. When a planet is retrograde, it is revisiting the previously traversed path in the heavens. Jupiter is the planet of law, and therefore courts and judgments. Well, last week, there was an example of judgment being gone back over. And for the fourth time, Amanda Knox, originally found guilty in Italy of the 2007 murder of her roommate, Meredith Kircher, a judgment which was then overturned and then reversed last year, making her guilty again, has now finally been given the ultimate judgment by Italy's highest court. She's acquitted. Last week, Mars entered Aries, the planet of action in the sign of beginnings. And for U.S. politics, there was a beginning of sorts. The campaign for the next president of the United States got officially started when Ted Cruz, junior senator from Texas, officially announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination. Ted Cruz has the reputation of being the right-wing flamethrower of the conservative sect of the GOP, also known as the Tea Party, therefore holding views that can be basically categorized as extreme compared to the mainstream thinking of science and the public. Well, what are this guy's chances, really? Let's take a look at his astrology chart. There's no published birth time for Mr. Cruz, but based on some of the facts of his life, such as that he was born in a foreign country, attended Princeton, distinguished himself as a champion debater, and graduated from Harvard Law School, I have given him Sagittarius Rising, a sign known for being a fierce debater, and that puts his rising sign ruler, Jupiter, in the 12th house, where it verifies that fact that he was born in a foreign land. Note now that the Sun, planet of authority, and ruler of his 9th house of beliefs, is placed prominently in his ascendant, indicating that he does, in fact, have powerful beliefs, which he has no problem with forcing on others. Now, note that Jupiter, the ruler of the ascendant sign Sagittarius, and therefore representing self and ego, is in near exact square aspect to the Rahu-Ketu axis. This particular arrangement is known in Vedic astrology as leading one to be an extremist, a revolutionary, and reckless. Only a year after being elected to the Senate, Mr. Cruz made good on his threat to shake things up in Washington by helping to cause a shutdown of Congress. He's also famous for his nearly 24-hour standing filibuster against Obamacare. Is this guy going to be the Republican nominee? Doubtful. But he will certainly add a lot of color and controversy to the horse race and make it more entertaining for all of us. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.